Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program as we're beginning year 10 here on Conversations Live through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Jorge Santino is back with us to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. He has a brand new single he'll be introducing as well, a single that's very personal for him. When you walk through the door, we'll be also hearing that and letting you guys know how you can get the single for yourself. George, good afternoon to you, and welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here on your 10th anniversary. That's so cool.
Yeah, it is really been an amazing decade. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years, George, but you have had an amazing journey as well. You've been successful in business. You're now pursuing your passion, being able to share your music with the world. You know, what has it been like for you, George, to kind of make this, I don't want to call it a transition, but to be able to, you know, pursue a different kind of passion in what you're doing today through music?
Well, you know, it's been an amazing ride. You know, when I left Microsoft, I retired from Microsoft a little over a year ago. You know, I just wanted to make a CD because I used to sing when I was young, try to make a living as a singer, but realized that that's a hard way to try to make a living, and ended up in the corporate world instead. But I never lost that passion or that desire to get out there and make music. And so when I retired from Microsoft and decided to start recording and singing again, I had no idea what to expect, and I didn't really have, a tremendous plan. I just wanted to go out and sing and make music and enjoy it. And when we recorded the first album, the Come Fly With Me album, which is mostly Sinatra covers, my producer, Eric Benedict, said, you know, why don't you release one of these songs on Amazon and see what happens. So we released That Flight, and much to our amazement, it went to number one on the swing jazz list, and a year later, it's still the number two most favorite song in that category, just behind Louis Armstrong's It's a Wonderful World. And yeah. I didn't expect that for a second. I was amazed, and so we said, well, heck, let's release Come Fly With Me, and that got the number one in swing jazz for a little while. And then later we released the album, and once I released the album, then I started getting phone calls from people wanting to write articles, and I think it was just the idea of a person, you know, having this long career and then retiring, and then after retiring deciding, you know, I've never lost that passion for this other thing. I'm gonna go after it. And people say, well, you're kind of old and starting something new. And I go, well, I am what I am. I am the age I am. And I either start it or I don't start it. It doesn't matter how old I am. I'm still alive.
Right, right. Exactly. You know, I think that is a great thing. You know, you and I, you were on our primetime show. I went back and listened to that broadcast, George, where you introduced That's Life for our listeners here. What I thought was so interesting about that song, and we ended up playing it by request, I remember, even after that I think, you know, it's funny you mentioned age, because I think one of the amazing things about music, and I'll ask you about this, is that it has the ability to bridge people and bring people together in a way that very few things have done. Do you think that's been part of what you've seen, that people of different ages can not only enjoy your music, but also appreciate the sincerity behind the music?
You know, I think you're absolutely right that it's funny that my son Joey, who's about to turn 18 years old, asked me for a copy of the Come Fly With Me album. I said, what are you going to do with it? And he said, oh, a friend of mine at school saw your video on YouTube and loved to have a copy of the album. And I thought, this 17-year-old kid wants a copy of some old guy singing Sinatra? that's pretty interesting to me. And I did a show at a restaurant, a local restaurant here called Mariano's Restaurante in Renton, Friday night. and it was interesting to look at the crowd. There were families in there with little kids enjoying the show, and there were people in their 80s, you know, enjoying the show. And it was just strange to me that it really does cut across all those age groups.
Right. And I think that is one of the great things about music and what happens when you're able to make music available for the world. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. George A. Santino is back with us, guys. We're talking to him not only about his love of music, but how after leaving Microsoft, how he was able to return to his first love and be able to share that now with the world. You know, social media has been an amazing tool for us here, George. I know the internet, especially sites like YouTube, have been great for you as well. You know, one of the things that you did at the end of last year, of course, where you released The Magic of Christmas, another video that did really well on YouTube, continues to get hits on YouTube. Do you think sites like that also help to introduce you to people who you may never meet in person, people who just might be online and may find this music by George A. Santino?
Well, I think without a doubt. I mean, if you go back before the age of the internet, I mean, you would have to, and this, I think I told you the story when we talked on the radio last time. You know, when I was a little kid, you know, I used to sing, and my father would take me every place. Anywhere there was a piano, he'd say, go sing, because you never know who's in the audience. You might be discovered, right? Well, now you don't have to be discovered. You don't need some, you know, I don't want to upset the record producers out there, you know, you want to come sign me. But, you know, my
right.
point is that you don't need that guy to come find you and get you the promotion and the marketing and pay to make the record and then get out there and get it to play on the radio. Anybody can grab a guitar, record a song, put it on YouTube, and people throughout the world are going to see this thing. And when I wrote The Magic of Christmas and we decided to make that video and put it on YouTube, I didn't know what to expect. I said, well, just put it on YouTube. Heck, it's free. And that thing has gotten over 123,000 views in 107 different countries. Where there is no promotion in the world that you can pay for that would get you that. That's just, you know, that's just free stuff.
Right. Exactly. And I think that is the amazing thing. And I think now, of course, because it's so easy to be able to share and to, you know, to get people to see it. Yeah, and which brings me to another point, George. You know, I have always felt as though, you know, our yesterday definitely can help to prepare us for tomorrow if we start using it today. Do you think what you were able to do, you know, in the work ethic that you built up with Microsoft, it kind of gave you an idea of what was needed in order to be successful in the next chapter of your life? And what I mean by that is, you know, being able to treat it seriously. I think part of the problem becomes so many people who think their talent is just enough. They don't understand the business that goes with it. Do you think because you did understand the business, that has also helped you as you have gone on in your music career?
You know, you're not going to expect this answer. The answer is no. And the reason the answer is no is because what set me up was growing up in the projects of South Philadelphia, extremely poor, and having nothing and living on welfare, and seeing out in the world when I decided I needed to start making some money, and, you know, was actually selling tomatoes door to door as a 9-year-old kid, and seeing how other people live, and the fact that they had more than what I had, and I wanted that, I realized very, very early on the way you were going to get it is to bust your butt and work hard. You have to. You just can't accept, you know, hey, we're poor, you know, hey, we're on welfare. You know, we didn't have food stamps back then. We went to surplus food warehouses to get our food. But, you know, it was that got that drive and that desire in me. And it is that drive and desire that got the job at Microsoft. Heck, Microsoft turned me down 4 times when I applied there. And they always had another reason why I wasn't going to work out at Microsoft. They finally hired me. I started at the very bottom, and 20 years later retired as a partner. You know, it's that drive and that determination that matters. And I think no matter what you want in life, if you want it bad enough, you've got to be willing to get out there and work very, very hard for it, and just don't give up, right? There's no excuses. There's nothing that can stop you. Anything that gets in your way is an obstacle that you can go around, you can go over, heck, you can go right through if that's what you need to do. But don't accept an obstacle as a stop sign. You know, I can't go forward.
Exactly. You know what? And I totally agree with that. I think that is a great thing. That passion and persistence definitely does play an important part. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. George A. Santino is our guest. He's joining us this afternoon, not only talking about the love of music, but how he's been able to share that love with all of you. Of course, we were talking about his album, Come Fly With Me, which really got a great buzz, including the single, which we were able to bring to this program, That's Life. You went from that, George, to last year, of course, having the magic of Christmas. You got to do some acting in your music video for that. And now that brings us to this year. And the single that you have that's now available for our listeners here, When You Walk Through the Door, it's a very personal story. Talk to us about how the song came about.
Well, you know, after we wrote The Magic of Christmas. And that was one where my vocal coach said, you know, have you ever thought of writing your own music? And I said, well, no, I would think that'd be very hard to do, and it is hard, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't something I knew that I had the skills for. And he said, you know, just think of a story, you know, that really touches you. And write that down. We were talking about Christmas, and we were talking away about how Christmas was when I was a kid and how Christmas is today, where when I was a kid, you know, you wanted the toy you could go play with in the yard. Now the kids want, you know, gift card or, you know, Xbox points or something like that. And,
right.
You know, so I played this story, and eventually it became the song The Magic of Christmas. Well, the same thing happened again. It had been a few months. I hadn't written a song, and so he said, you know, you wrote that song, why don't you write another song? And he said, what are you passionate about? And I said, well, you know, my anniversary is coming up. You know, Susie and I have been together over 32 years, you know, and I still remember very, very vividly the first time I ever saw her. And he said, well, tell me that story. And I said, well, you know, I was working at a Wendy's as an assistant manager, just got the job at that store. And Susie, my wife, was a worked the counter there, but I had been there a few days. She hadn't come in for work yet. And I was talking to this woman, Olivette, who Olivette and I became fast friends. And she was a very, very large woman with strong opinions. And we got along absolutely great. And I'm standing there talking to her, and the door opens, and in walks Susie. And I turn to Olivette, and I say, who is that? And I'll never forget what she said. She turns to me and she says, you leave her alone. She got a boyfriend. And I tell my vocal coach that, and he says, you know, that's a song. You should write that's the song. I said, you leave her alone. She has a boyfriend. It's a song. I don't think so. How about When You Walk Through the Door? How about that's the song? And so I went home, and I just started writing down those words that became the lyrics, you know. How did I feel when she walked through the door? And, you know, I just started, you know, you walked through the door when I was standing there, and I really hoped you didn't see me stare. I just couldn't believe what my eyes had just seen. I really hoped this wasn't some crazy dream. And I wrote all that down, and I took it to him, and, you know, he started working on the music on this song, and then we put it together, and we started playing it for a few people. And it's amazing. A lot of people say, you know, I hear that song, it sounds, I can actually see actors on a stage, you know, doing this play. And of course, my producer says, oh, good, we can make another music video.
Right.
It really was just a, you know, an outpouring of that emotion that I felt, and then becoming those words in that song. And the great thing about music is that when you wrote the song or not, when you sing it, you got to read the lyrics first. You got to really think about what is the emotion, what is meant in this song. And that's what Sinatra always did very, very well. When he sang the song, he sang the music, but he acted out the words and made you feel it. And, you know, I'm certainly, you know, not comparing myself to Frank Sinatra by any stretch of the imagination, but that's what I'm trying to do when I write these songs and when I perform them.
Well, there you go. I think it's an amazing story, George. And for those who have not heard the single yet, there have been commercials on this show, of course, promoting it. But here is George A. Santino, When You Walk Through the Door. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll tell you how you guys can get the song yourself here on Conversations Live.
the door while I was standing there. And I really hoped you didn't see me stare. I just couldn't believe what my eyes had just seen. And I really hoped this wasn't just some crazy dream. I thought I knew love, thought I found it before. Then you walked through the door. Direction, I wondered, did you see? I tried to hide my affection, then you smiled at me. From that moment I knew, wanted you by my side. This was a special feeling I just couldn't describe. I thought I knew love, and I'd hoped there'd be more. When you walked through the door,
George A. Santino with When You Walk Through the Door here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. We actually are joined by the man himself. He's been talking with us not only about what it's been like for him to share his love of music with you guys, but also, of course, the response as well. Now, I was when I was prepping for this segment with you, George, I was on Amazon.com where the single is available for just 99 cents. We actually posted the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages for our listeners that are joining us online. And one of the things that people said, was, you know, that I read in the comments was one of the guys said, this is a song you guys need for your anniversary. You know, what is it like for you to think about that music that you create then become a part of the storytelling for other people and their own lives and their own experiences?
Well, to me, that is probably the most exciting part of the whole thing. You know, my philosophy, or one of my philosophies, and I've shared it with my children, is that you have to make your mark somehow. It has to matter that you were on this earth for the period you were on this earth. And it's kind of hard going through life and trying to figure out, okay, how do I make my mark? What, you know, how do I leave an impression? How do I make things better for me being here? And I try to do that at work by mentoring people and helping people grow their careers. And now that I'm not doing that, I think having music out there that moves people. I was talking about the show that I did at Mariana's restaurant, and a couple of people came up to me afterwards and said, you actually made me cry when I heard that song. And I thought, I hope that's a good thing that you cried, you know. But to be able to move people in that way and know that they're enjoying my music is just far more rewarding than any other aspect of this business.
There you go. Well, I think it's a great thing that you're able to share this way, George, and also to show people that, you know, really, with hard work, as you said, dedication, passion, that all things are possible. George A. Centeno, everyone, his new single is When You Walk Through the Door. It's available right now on Amazon.com. You guys can get it for 99 cents. Make sure you guys do also share it with your friends as well. George, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as support your other music as well?
Well, I have a website, georgeasantino.com, and just remembering George A. Santino is the way to go, because on my I'm George A. Santino on YouTube, I'm George A. Santino on Facebook, I'm George A. Santino on Twitter, so I'm on all those things, but all those links to my music and to the book I'm writing, Get Back Up, are all on my website.
Right. Well, definitely looking forward to staying in contact with you, George. Congratulations again on the single. We'll be actually playing it throughout the week and reminding our listeners how they can get it. And, George, we look forward to our next conversation with you. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
No, I appreciate it. I thank you for all your help and support. It's really made a difference for me.
Well, look, we were glad to do it, and definitely looking forward to great things from you. George A. Santino, again, everyone, When You Walk Through the Door, again, is the single. For our online listeners, again, we posted the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages. So when you go to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb, we actually even tagged George on his Facebook and Twitter page as well. But you can go there, click on that link, and you can one-click the single, get it for 99 cents, get it downloaded directly to your computer there. Also, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with George, you can get the entire conversation there as well by either going to conversationsliveradio.com, or if you're already on our Facebook and Twitter pages, that link is available there as well. Click on the link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons there. That's going to do it for us for this segment of our program. I'll be back with you guys for our primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live this afternoon. Make it a great one.